Yeah. Who cares? So, now y'all probably didn't know this. Duke Ellington did not want to be a musician. His mother taught music. His father was a musician. They were somewhat of a wealthy family. So they put him in private school and made him take music lessons. Duke Ellington wanted to be a visual artist. So in the early 1900s, Duke Ellington dropped out of school. He later got an honorary doctor's degree in 1973, but back in the early 1900s, Duke Ellington won a poster contest for the NAACP, and he dropped out of school. I'm going to be an artist. And after 2 or 3 years of struggling, painting signs on the side of buildings and not making no money as a visual artist, he was like, damn, true story. So one day, Duke Ellington went into this bar, ordered a beer, sat there for a minute. They had an upright piano over in the corner. Duke went and sat at the piano, started tinkling on the keys. He started playing, and all of a sudden he looked up, and there was a pretty girl sitting on the bench next to him. He said, damn. He played a little more. Looked up, there's another girl sitting on the bench. This is a true story. Sitting on the bench next to him, he said, oh, shit. This music thing, shit, at least I get some. Well, you know. So Duke put a band together. They're in D.C., called themselves the Washingtonians. Got hired by a manager. Their first gig, they got paid $100. The manager kept 90, gave the band 10. That happened to Duke 3 times in a row. Duke said, shit, I'm in the wrong business. So Duke put 15 bands together. Book bands all over Washington, D.C. and Baltimore. And in a year, made enough money to buy himself a brand new Cadillac, bought his parents a new house, took his band, the Washingtonians, and in 1927, moved to New York and became the house band at the Cotton Club in Harlem. And the rest is history. Duke Ellington. Hello.